والصلاة والسلام على نبينا وحبيبنا وعظيمنا وقائدنا محمد بن عبد الله الصادق الأمين وعلى آله وصحابته ذوي الميامين وعلى كل من سار على منواله واقتفى آثاره بإحسان إلى يوم القرار والقيام والدين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My brothers and sisters, this evening being Friday, and it is the 15th or 16th day of the month of Muharram, the first month, the new Islamic year, 1447. But unfortunately, a lot of us don't even know we are into a new year of Islamic history. When 2026 arrives, everybody knows. You may crack your brain to know why. Why is it celebrated? Because of colonial over-domination. Allow me to say, because of mental conquest. Because of thinking. You see, it's always important to appreciate your own, because it's appreciable than appreciating something belonging to somebody else. Okay, today is the 11th day, correct, of the month of July, 2025 CE. Don't say AD. I've been warning from this, don't say AD. Because if you see AD, and I'm going to ask you, what is the meaning of the initial AD? Who can tell me? After, who died? Who died? If you tell me AD after, then I ask you, who died? If you say Jesus, then it's very dangerous. Quran says, وَمَا قَتَلُوا وَمَا صَلُوا. And I said, that is AD means Anno Domini. It's a Roman expression like that. Even that is wrong too. Alright, so we prefer, we settle for saying CE, Christian era. Okay, now today is the 11th of the month of July, 2025 CE. Okay? And according to you, the calendar I told you, is the 16th day of the month of Muharram, 1447. The topic is, as you have introduced, is Tarbiyah Luqmaniyah, the Luqmanic admonition to his son. Yeah, Imam, I want you to give me one half is to read that portion that deals with the topic. Can I have your task? Wait a minute. I want you, my brother, to read from chapter number 31, verses 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, downwards. Finally, if we have time, we are going to crown it all by reading from verse number 34. But before then, I'll have this introduction. You see, the lessons are taken from chapter 1. Chapter translated Surah. Quran is the total number 114. What? Source. Correct? Okay. Chapter 1 is chapter number 31. It is juxtaposed between Surah Al-Rum 30 and Surah Al-Sajda 32. In Surah Al-Sajda, I read it when you allow me to lead you in prayer this morning. Fajr prayer. You do prostration. So it's asking why? It's a sunnati. According to the sunnah of our master, Muhammad Rasulullah, whenever he leads Fajr prayer on Friday, he reads chapter 32, which I did today. And in so doing, the Jews do. Didn't I do it? We're trying to be synaptically guided. In the second unit, the second rakah, you read chapter number 76. Surah Al-Adab. Talking in Islam. So please have this maintained by all of us. Surah Al-Luqman is so named after a pious person known as Luqman. L-U-Q-M-A-capped, you know, capped on the A or double A. Luqman. Wal-Madu Tabir. Luqman is another person who lived between in the Nubian country or in Nuba, between Egypt and Sudan. That geography is the that produced Prophet Luqman. Some ulama of the view that he was a prophet, he was not a prophet. Majority view. Some say no, he was a prophet. Minority view. At any rate, Allah gave him and gives him hikmah. We're going to hear those hikmahs. This chapter belongs to the Meccan categorization. It's a Meccan surah. It has 34 verses, ayat. It has 550 words. What? Alif Lam Mim word. Wa id qala Luqman. Words. 550. According to the ulama's of Quranic sciences, it has 2,121 letters. Alif Ba Wa Ta of the letter of it. This is very beautiful to know the Quran well. Now, let us take the recitation from verse number 12 down to the terminal point of the admonition. We are going to hear the name of his son. Some are saying Luqman was a black man. Black, white, green, purple, don't matter. Inna akramakum in the light, akramakum. The best of you in the eyes of Allah is the best attitudinally, character wise. Color doesn't count. Geography is immaterial. What is important if you are good conscious? Allahumma jana min al-mutafiq. Luqman is given hikmah, wisdom. But he is said to be a servant under somebody. When the time for him to be set free arrives, his master said, I won't set him free until I test his hikmah. He said, hey Luqman, take this ram, slaughter it, give me the best out of it. The best. Out of the slaughtered animal. Luqman slaughtered it and brought to his master the tongue and the heart. He said, what? What do you mean? Okay. Slaughter another ram, give me the worst of it. Again, he brought tongue and heart. He said, what the hell do you mean? You've got to explain to me. He says, sir, the base of what man has is the tongue. The bestness is endless because it's through the tongue you pronounce La ilaha illallah. Okay, yeah. When it comes to being bad, the tongue produces kufr. Fir'aun says, Ana Rabbukum al-A'la. The tongue. So the tongue is good if you use it positively, is bad dependent on utilization. Look at the hikmah of the heart. So also the heart. If the heart is darkened by disobeying Allah, it becomes bad. Allah wa inna fil jasad mudghah. Iza salahat, poison. Hence he earns the qualification Luqman al-Hakim. He was contemporary of Prophet Dawood. They lived together. Some said Dawood used to come to Luqman to listen to his hikmah. He was a blacksmith. Some said a tailor. These are very important to know the character or the personality that Allah gives him hikmah. أيها القارئ اقرأ ولقد آتينا لقمان اقرأ.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ولقد آتينا لقمان الحكمة أن اشكر لله ومن يشكر فإنما يشكر لنفسه ومن كفر فإن الله غني حميد.
Ayah by ayah. This is ayah of verse number 4. Check your Quran. From chapter 31. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا لُقْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةَ أَنِ اشْكُرْ لِلَّهِ. The first ayah. Allah said, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا لُقْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةَ. وَلَقَدْ indeed, arguably, we are bestowed upon Luqman hikmah, wisdom. In one ayah, وَمَنْ يُؤْتَ الْحِكْمَةَ فَقَدْ يُؤْتِيَ خَيْرٍ كَثِيرًا وَمَا يَذَكَّرُ إِلَّا أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. In Al-Baqarah, to whom wisdom is given, a lot of goodness is given to you. لَبُدَّ أَنْ تَكُونَ ذَا حِكْمَةً فِي الْكَلَامِ وَفِي الْأُمُورِ. So here ayah says, we have bestowed upon the Quran hikmah. Then Allah says, thank me. وَمَنْ يَشْكُرْ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ. Whoever thanks Allah, he is doing so for his own benefit. وَمَنْ كَفَرَ. Whoever that denies Allah's bounty, tell him Allah is the name, self-sufficient, Al-Hamid, worthy of his bounty. This is the first ayah, introduction. Now we're going properly to the admonitions he gives to his God. Now before then, we say the tarbiyah. Okay, what is tarbiyah? What is tarbiyah? You see, tarbiyah is a noun taken from two distinctive Arabic verbs. Fi'il muta'addi wa fi'il mulazi. Transitive and non-transitive verbs. And it is grammar. Which if you say, أَكَلْتُ الطَّعَامَ, I have eaten the food. This is transitive verb. It gives you object directly. But sitting is not transitive. It goes by preposition. I sit on. A lady has to be there. Unlike transitive. Am I talking? Am I communicating? Right. So here, tarbiyah is taken from rabba, you rabbi, tarbiyah. Or alternatively, rabba, yirbi. You see, in Arabic you can say, rabba al-mu'allimu talibahu. The teacher has trained his student. Training takes the object, cognizant. That is muta'addi. But Rabba Yerbu is non-transitive. In Arabic, we call it Al-Fi'ilul Lazim, not Mucha'addi. Tarbiyah is the totality or is the total way, the processes of making your son or somebody under you to maintain the purposes of coming to the world. That's Tarbiyah according to our understanding. It's not going to be a giga, boy, flashy, and it's okay. But then, if it is spiritually deprived, you got tarbiyah. So tarbiyah, train your children, your wife, you to your husband, to maintain the dues and daughter of Allah until he leaves this ministry. You don't have to be necessarily millionaire, billionaire, septillionaire, or trillionaire, any millionaire. No. Serbia has three components. There is al-murabbi, al-murabba, al-tarbiya. Al-murabbi is the person giving tarbiya. Then Allah is al-murabbi, par excellence. Correct? Then the parent also belongs to the categorization. The father, the mother, the home force. Then al-murabbi, al-murabba, the recipient of the tarbiya. Your kid, your student, your wife. Then turq al-tarbiya, the process of tarbiya. Telling Allah says, the verse says, be truthful, be level-headed, be contented in the life. That is tarbiya. And the base of tarbiya is to start by inculcating in the mind of the recipient the concept of tawheed. So we go to the next ayah, number 13.
وَإِذْ قَالَ لُقْمَانُ لِابْنِهِ وَهُوَ يَعِظُهُ يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ.
Take your pen. This is tarbiya number one. I will ask you. Because according to my system, I talk, I ask. Get ready. If I talk, I inquire. Like I have listened in Hausa, that is when she was working in that way with his Uba Kuruaba of Kondoba. When I even in Uba Kondoba. Okay. See, inquiring makes you feel okay that things are internalized and memorized. And you see, during the lecture, if you write what is written, has the chances of being assimilated. Yes? In Hausa, Rumutechi has the Techi, Jiyehi, Gudechi. Haven't done Hausa. Ma kutiba kar, wa ma habiba far. What is documented is maintained. What is just art, it goes away. So reducing talk to documentation gives you clear chances of retentive memory. So now, this is piece of advice number one. And there are about 10 pieces. 10 pieces of advice to his son. The name of the son is said to be Mishkan. Well, we don't care. We don't know his name. But someone says Mishkan. وَإِذْ قَالَ لُقْمَانُ لِابْنِهِ وَهُوَ يَعِظُهُ يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. This is the first ayah. The first piece of tarbiyah. وَإِذْ remember when Luqman said to his son while preaching, what admonition him, what did he say? Ya Bunay, oh my son. You see, Bunay, my beloved son. Listen. La tushrik billah. Never ever sin of a rival against Allah. Don't associate a partner with Allah. Don't do that. That is the basis of all advice you give. La tushrik, don't tushrik. Okay, what is shirk? Shirk, Allahu Akbar, is the catastrophic behavior of joining Allah with something else in worship. Money of the spirit, idols, okay, using charms, amulets, claiming they are going to protect you. Are you Muslim? Your tawheed should be clear. Rely on Allah. La tushrik billah. Inna shirka la dhulmun adheem. He told him, Certainly a shirk that is polytheism, opposite of monotheism. لَظُلْمٌ أَذِيمٌ is a great, is a tremendous transgression. Don't commit shirk. If somebody is about to just fall down, he says, Allah, don't call anybody. That is one sheikh, one so-called saint. Ya sheikh, expert, come to my assistance. Is he gone? Today there are people going to the grave of the so-called saint, asking them, saint X, Y, Z, I have been married for many years. Give me champion. How dare you? I want to pass my examination. Why wouldn't you ask Allah? Abilani Shakku? Kasani Shuk, give me any ayah that talks about the evil of Shuk. In the last room.
Inna Allah la yaghfiru an yushrak bihi wa yaghfiru ma duna dhalika liman yasha.
Imagine, this is ayah number 48 in chapter number 48 in Nisa. Inna Allah la yaghfiru an yushraka bi wa yaghfiru ma duna dhalika liman yasha. Whoever that does shirk has really committed heinous crime. So advice number one, tarbiyah number one, according to this enumeration, is don't commit shirk. Because doing so, it's a great one. It's a tremendous act of rebellion against Allah. Now, give me ayah number 82 in chapter 6, where Allah says, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانَهُمْ. Quote the ayah.
الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانَهُمْ بِظُلْمٍ أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الْأَمْنُ وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ.
This is verse number 82 in chapter number 6. Allah says, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانَهُمْ بِظُلْمٍ تَلَدِي أولئك لهم الأمن وهم مهتدون. Those who believe without mixing their belief and polytheism for such shall be security and they are guided. You know what happened? When the companion listened to the Ya Rasulullah, transgression, but all of us are wrongdoers. So she's a zulm here. Doesn't mean ordinary abdul. It means shirk. If you didn't hear what Luqman said to his son, then he quoted this ayah, number 13, in chapter 31. So to know that shirk, polytheism, is also regarded as what? As abdul. Magana muki, then dole, abin yazama kamar, waki waki shintama shintama. I'm going to make it an endorsement. Yeah, some of the people are going to go. What are we going to do? And the little command. And the little command, and she got a faction in the room. Kumayara Yuni, Anuba, Konubia. What do you think? But everybody, what do you think? And the name. Kumahara annabi Dawud yana zuwa majalisin karatun shi. You can imagine annabi Allah ya zuwa karatun. Kuma an kira shi mai hikima ne saboda wata hikima da Ubangijin shi ya ce, ina so in jarraba hikimar ka. Dauki wannan tinkiya ka yanka ko rago, ka kawo min abin da ya fi komai daɗi daga cikin dabban nan, sai kawo min harshe da zuciya. Wanda kake yi? To shi kenan. Bayan kwana biyu ciki, yankan tinkiyar ka kuma kame shi kuma muni ya sake kame shi harshe da zuciya sai kai ka kiyaye ni wai me kake nufi shi ba ayin labai ba abin da yake harshe dadi in ya dakata domin shi ke kalmar shahada da harshe da zan ke kira sallah akwai abin da yake wannan dadi wajen muni kuma fir'auna ai da harshe ce shi Allah ne kaga harshe in yayi kyau mai kyau in yayi muni kuma mai muni haka ita ma zuciya daga nan aka ce shi Luqman al-Hakim a take cikin to amma lecture mu ko wa'azin mu ko fadakarwar mu na magana akan tarbiyya ba luqmaniya tarbiyya na da bangare wane ne ke yin tarbiyya din wa ake wa tarbiyya akan me ake tarbiyya ka ce wa ke tarbiyya akwai abu guda biyar ba mu san da zama sai teacher dan da suna ce mafi da shi kai kawai misali guda babban mai tarbiyya gare mu shi ne Allah wanda ya yi shi sa ka ce alhamdulillah rabbil alamin amma uwa ai mai tarbiyya ce uba mai tarbiyya ne malaman mu masu tarbiyya ne masallaci gidan tarbiyya ne sauti ne to shi ne annabi Luqman ya yi matsayin shi tarbiyya ɗai-ɗai-ɗai a mataki guda goma za ku samu wannan a cikin suratul Luqman tun daga aya 12 har zuwa ƙarshen abin da muka samu shi ne abin da nake nufi therefore the second piece of advice is don't commit shirk next aya
ووصينا الإنسان بوالديه حملته أمه وهنا على وهن وفصاله في عامين
نعم
وفصاله في عامين أن اشكر لي ولوالديك إلي المصير
وإن جاهداك complete
وإن جاهداك على صاحبهما في الدنيا معروفا
نعم
واتبع سبيل من أناب إلي ثم إلي مرجعهم فأحكم بينكم فيما كنتم تعملون
بارك الله فيك You see, this is the next ayah, but does not contain a clear tarbiyah teaching. This is clearly from Allah the Almighty. وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدِهِ Allah says, we have given order to man concerning these two parents. His parents. حَلْقُ وَحَنْ عَلَى وَحَنْ His mother carried him witness upon witness. Allah Akbar. Imagine. Your mother, my mother, her mother, our mothers carried us in their belly in their stomach, in their wombs. Allahu Akbar. Wahanan ala wahanin. Witness upon witness. Look at the mother, pregnant, vomiting. Her physiological composition is almost what challenged. Because of you, and now after you have been born, given birth to her, you disrespect her? Mother? Come on. أَحَبُّ النَّاسِ لِي أُمِّي وَمَنْ بِرُّهِ تَفْدِينِي The best of people to me is my mother. Don't play with mothers. Hey, wallah. You know, Islam is the only religion that attaches importance to mother. The so-called Mother's Day is a template. This will have been a nation. Come and see actual Mother's Day in the house of Islam. Ya Rasulullah, whom shall I obey? He says, your mother. Whom again? Your mother. Whom again? Your mother. Whom again? Then your father. Three rights given to the mother. But the father too is equally important. So Allah says, وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ حملكم وعنا على وعن وفصاله في عامين. فصاله winning, you know winning, W-E-A-N, not winning, نشيل نصرة, to win. The winning takes place within the period of 2 years. والوالدات يرضعن أولادهن حولين كاملين لمن أراد أن يتم الرضاعة. Another ayah, another. Parents, mother circles the baby in two consecutive years running. But you can win the baby before 2 years. So here Allah says, your parents obey them. She carries you. She goes to antenatal care, prenatal care, the EDD, and whatever. Finally, you are put to bed. Weep, crying. She suckles you. You live in her food. She just laughs off. Laughs off. Mother, if you are sick, she is sick as well. Rashallafir. Farin chicken for farin chicken. So the Allah wa ta'ala ya fiti zare na uwa. In ba dan bado abun bada yaji ba inji ba haushi. But then Allah says, if I can just skip to go to the actual tarbiyah. This is also tarbiyah. Wa in jahadaka ala an tushrika bi. If they strive with you that you commit shirk against me, don't obey them. Imagine. So it is connected to the first piece of tarbiyah. Yeah, it is an emphasis. The parents being what they are, their preeminent position, yet should the father or the mother ask you to put a rival against Allah says, don't obey them. So the parents have no right to ask the children to commission. Don't do that. It's a noble area. It's a red line that can be crossed. But what I know, what I even know, but maintain living with them in this life in goodness. What tabi'i sabila man anaba ilayh. Follow the ways of those who return to Allah. Then I will inform you what you are doing. This particular ayah, number 14, is not clearly a Qumanic statement, but it's a general view to connect it to the first piece of tarbiyah. Subsequent ayah, 15. Next ayah.
Ya bunayya innaha قال حبة من خردل فتكن في صخرة أو في السماوات أو في الأرض يأتي بها الله إن الله لطيف خبير.
So here is a direct word of Luqman. Ya bunay, O my son. إنها إن تكن مثقال حبة من خردل فتكن في السماوات أو فتكن في صخرة النار أو صخرة يأتي الله إن الله لطيف خبير. My son, no matter how small something is, as little as mustard seed, you know, mustard seed, in Hausa, ممكن تي dukkancin abu ko da kankani ne firiri kamar kwayar gadagi. Kun san gadagi? Gadagi daban. Get it well. Gadagi abu ɗan firiri ɗan kyandoro wanda gudu mai ido ba zai iya gane shi ba. Izubarin tambayeku da kwayan gero da acca wacce zai fi kankanta. Yanzu idan ka dauki acca kwaya daya kamar ka dai kai girbin ya zama abin nan. ذاك هي كانت قائمة بإلى أن كان نجد آل فلشيني مثال قائمة ذرة فلشيني خرطنت شيني دعوت قائمة كتكي با كتكي با كتكي تشيوان أن يجازي آل كسي أدن ماريسة وان شاكيا فلشيني كتكي مجد وال سمعك الله تعالك يتشيوان إنها إن تكون مثقال حبة من خردل فتكون في صخرة أو في السماء أو في الأرض يأتي بها الله إن الله فيكم خبير إذا خبير because he was teaching his son how wide Allah's knowledge is how deep how encompassing Allah's knowledge so if somebody steals a penny and he buries it in the ground Allah will expose it If you counsel something negative in your heart, rancor, malice, malicious tendency, Allah knows your heart. So Allah is saying, be careful, I know everything. In Allah, Latif, let him be subtle, subtle, khabir, well informed. Ya Allah, I don't know what is in your pocket, but Allah knows. Do you know the content of my pocket? You don't. But Allah knows. La ilaha illallah. Zumarat, if you can, go and dig hole. Down, down. Put something. Cover it. Nobody knows. In the darkness of the night, Allah knows. Ask the millionaire. So me is thankful. Be careful with Allah. Who are Allah and you. Allah is the knower of everything. So allow your heart to contain something good. Purify your mind. Set your heart free from rancor and rancorous tendencies. Malicious things you do against people unnecessarily. So those, just because of opportunity and governance, some, they keep on stealing. Satan is stealing your iman. If in the process of corruption you cause people to be in hunger, it is their recovery. Believe me. Those businessmen skyrocketed prices of gold, causing unnecessary inflation to make money overnight and so on. You drop dead, the money is left behind. Inheritors take the property. Some go and commit bad things, and you'll be after another one. La ilaha illallah. This is the second piece of taqwa. Are you with me? Next ayah.
يا بني أقم الصلاة وأمر بالمعروف وانه عن المنكر واصبر على ما أصابك إن ذلك من عزم الأمور.
إن صبر وراء أو أن الآية تجب إذا كنا بين الآية تنوكر فماذا تبكر؟ تنوكر الآية نمبر بدون آية أحد 16. You see, this is ayah number 16 in chapter 1. Chapter 1. What is the name of the chapter? Named after? What is the geography? Barakallahu fiqh. No, banda kilimun, banda kilimun. Not a man, one other baby. Okay. How many verses does it have? The total verses of Surah Al-Qamar. How many? How? I said it here. Now? Jazakumullah khair. How many words? Yes. 550. Excellent. How many letters? Now? 2,000. 121. Please, that's how we want knowledge to be, you know, to be gotten. Stop here. That's the purpose of terminal examination in the university, though. Yeah, exactly. Through the path. So, get it ready. Now, a cikin ita wannan aya ta 16 akwai tarbiya guda hudu. A bayan muna da nawa? Biyu dai a bayan biyu. Magana kan shirka na biyu zurfin ilimin Allah. Yanzu kuma ga guda hudu, 2 plus 4, six now. Allah says, ya bunayya, aqimis salata. وأمر بالمعروف ونهى عن المنكر واصبر على ما أصابك إن ذلك من عزم الأمور. Four points. يا كيدانا كالآية الخلاء أي تربية كيف هو من إيه؟ كي أمر لي لأبدي شو كان من مولا يهبني كالدخل الإسلام لا إله إلا الله. لن يهمك من أدب الأمور هو الأمور نادتك من يمن يأبوه. So this verse number 16 contains 4 pieces of admonition. You add to the previous 2, the total is under 6. He says, Ya Bani, my son, أقم الصلاة. What is أقم الصلاة? Maintain prayer. How many times did you pray? 5 times a day. Now let me say something. Recently, Arafah happened to be on last Arafah, on Thursday, correct? And Eid happened to be on a Friday. When Friday prayer coincides with Arafah, sorry, with Eid day, Islam exonerates you from going to Juma. But some go to the point and say, even those shouldn't be saved. Who tells you this? When it is Eid prayer, it happens to be at the same time, Friday, you go to Eid prayer. Jum'ah prayer, you are at ease, you don't have to go. But you have to pray so. You have to. What I'm saying, some are saying, even you shouldn't be saved. You are wrong. Dead wrong. Because the implication is that you are, one day you have only 4 times prayer a day. A practically practicing Muslim prays 5 times a day. By the time comes, you pray 4 times a day. You have a lacuna to use the legal terms of the legal tradition. So it's wrong. Are you getting my argument? Pray 5 times a day. How many times a day do you do sujood? Love. How many times a day?
How many times a day?
Arana muna sujuda sonawa. Goro goshi sono miki. Allahu Akbar sonawa. Arana. Ma'am? Where do you get your figure? Jazakallah khair. Because so much prayer, how many you need? 2. How many muslims? 4. Okay, Zuhur, 8. Asr, 8. Maghrib, 6. Isha, Islam Aqwa, 34. Correct? Then in a year, how many times are you prospered? Let me give you a quick assignment. 360 times 34. Please quickly get to your form. Now? 360 times 34. 200 and Allah Akbar. That means in a year you're prostrated before your creator. 200 and how many times? 12,000? Oh, Allah has honored you. believe you me. That is why you see even the sign. Seemahum fiwujuhi min akhari sujood. You can be millionaire. Millionaire. Without these, you're finished. So thank Allah, O Muslim. Akhir salat. If somebody were to die at the age of 70, that means they are prostrated how many times across 70 years? Another assignment. $8,000? Imagine. 800,000! At the age of 70 you die. Look at the totality of the number. You meet Allah with these beautiful things. More than somebody going with a lot of stealing people's property. Oh, and Allah. Taqabbal min salat. Arana kana urugu shisu talatibbalu. As she said, I was going to do what? You will go mashaa biyu. Inda mutun zai mutu a shekara 70 ka dora goshi so dubu ta fara la ilaha illallah ne karanta shi sa shi daga Allah ya bar mu wasu alamar sujuda alama anda da ana bauta kuma lan ce la hara da wannan ya san ce je na barawo kuma zan ci tin ko mutu ko mutu ko makari ha za ta yi wani how things na sai fa kuma ta magana ne hankali da fara baya baya da duniya ta fara da fara baya me hankali ya fara gyara kabarin shi ta fara me hankali ya niyyar da Allah kafin encounter da Allah ta fara da shi mai hankali ya yawon sallah kafin a yi sallah a kai shi mai hankali tare da lahira da haƙƙin wani be careful ya bunayya aqimis salah my son establish prayer how do you establish prayer let me demonstrate ruku is it okay like this Is it okay like this?
No.
Who can demonstrate how ruku should be done amongst you? Who can do it? Chicken, gafata malam daishi, nunaman ruku. Practical ruku, in the sunnatic way. Galatia de kyo. God! Allahi mungodi, barakallah, excellent! Jazakumullah khaira. Idan ba irin wannan kai ba, suka ce ruku'u ko da za a ɗora ƙwarya kata tuzu amma kan za ka san kalkan suka ce abin da ɗan jiri a yi good muslim sallan ma fi gamashin cuwa-cuwa ina ne laifo ina yi aqimis salat establish good prayer wa'amur bil ma'ruf command people to do good things As you come to the masjid, you see children praying, hey, come, go and pray. Tell the kids in the community. Don't say, no, I don't want them to abuse you. Let them abuse you. Tell them, you're genuine. You are an elder person in society. Talk what is good. وَعَمُرْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ Tell your wife, darling, let's wake up and pray in the night. Give salah. A bottle... Particle in the rock, remove it. Don't wait for anybody's commendation. Look for Allah's endorsement. And don't be deterred by people's condemnation. They can just fall and what they are. So the tarbiyah of the command as at number 4, establish prayer, command for good things to be done, then stop from doing what is bad. Munkar. Preach against indecency. You see our daughters, girls going without hijab, telling, hey, my sister, my daughter, what is that in there? But in a polite way, whether to polite in a way that is useful. Okay, you talk about it. You cancel it. You give the authority. It's a moment. Be subtle. Invite people to Allah's way with hikmah and fear exhortation. Allah knows on the right path and who are wrong. In chapter number 16, Surah Al-Nahl. So, establish prayer, do it congregationally, teach your kid how to pray. You as a mother, tell them, hey, come on, let me show you how the Prophet prayed. If only you know. What if you don't? Teach your children how to perform ablution in the sunnatic way. Ruku, demonstrate as the brother did excellently. It's important. Practice next. This is perfect, yes. Sujud, don't do sujud like this. Spreading your hands. Sunnatically speaking, your sujud, your nose, preferably touch the ground. Don't be praying looking at it. The sky or the ceiling. Allah in chapter number 23, verse 1 says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. They are successful, the believers, who are mindful in their prayers. And praying in time, on good time. Command for good things to be done. Prevent people from doing injustice. This is a terrible. If our children are of abusive language, stop them. Don't be abusive. Use a nice word. And you remember what you said. Follow me so that you have time again. May Christ do chapter 3. Canada, Aboki. Baban shi ya sai ka ce ashe uban ka ya mutu Allah ya kai shi dan Allah wannan magana da zaki ta mu ga uban to ba uban shi ba wannan da ka faɗa ga idan ka ce ashe baba lokaci yayi wannan bai dadi ba amma ka zo ka ce uban ka ya mutu to ka ga shi kuma da gaske ne ya mutu kuma uban na shi ne but ya ba ka da hankali then choose of what ko ba ko kai kar ka zo ka ce sunan shi ne dakin kashi ya ba ka da hankali ne ai sai ka sake ya ce ga mutu wai ne bai ka dadi ba dole sai da kai dan Allah malam ina hanyar zuwa dole sai dan Allah ina hanya ba duk Allah zai kira ba but look at the tongue be wise know when to talk know how to talk know where to talk know to whom you're talking with whom are you talking and the longevity of the talking system you got to be wise start with the tarbiyah now matarka in bangaren tarbiyah in ce maka abinci kace wance Allah ya saka miki da kai ban tabbacin abinci irin wannan tun da aka haife ni da shi baka riya kake yi amma kuma ga kai ne kai jo ka yo kariya ne ba but it's okay she still flattered now it's flattery but it's commendable wance wannan sanki ke ce sarome ku koyi gaya wa mata yan ku magana ne kyau الله وصاحبهما في الدنيا معروفة keep their company in goodness in this life is part of it establish prayer good things to be done command button to be avoided then be patient on whatever that befalls you four pieces plus two six Be patient. واصل على ما أصابك. إن ذلك من أزم الأمور. Okay, what is patience? What do you call it? Perseverance is the attitude of nipping in the bud anything traumatizing with the purpose of driving under slavery. That is a sabr. يقول الشاعر صبرت ومن يصبر يجد غبط صبره ألذ وأعلى من جنى النحل في الفن. That I have exercised patience. Whoever is patient tastes the sweetness better than the sweet death on his mouth. إنما يوفى الصابرون أجرهم بغير الصبر. سورة الزمر chapter 13 verse number 10. وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم مهتدون من البقرة 1:5-6-7-8. So patience is very important. Patience of three kinds. Patience in obeying Allah. Patience against disobeying Allah. Patience on catastrophic occurrences. The father is there, the mother, and the life, the patient. So Luqman says, wasbir ala ma asabaka, inna dhalika min azm al-umur. Such is one of the meritorious things to be done in one's life. Next time.
ولا تصعر خدك للناس ولا تمشي في الأرض مرحا إن الله لا يحب كل مختال فخور.
ولا تصعر خدك للناس ولا تمشي في الأرض مرحا. طلاب القراءات في الأرض مش قراءات. رواية من؟ رواية ورش عمار. Who is ورش؟ من هو ورش؟ ولا تمشي في الأرض مرحا في الأرض في الأرض. Who is this الأرض؟ ورش. Who is ورش؟ عثمان ابن سعيد المصري. This ruwa is from Nafi' through Yusuf al-Azraq. Al-Ard riwayatu Hafs an Asim. Asim Kufi ulla Madin ulla Makki. Jama'a tullab al-Qur'an. Na'am. Wala tumshi fi al-Ardi. ولا تمشي في الأرض مرحا. Don't walk on the face of earth arrogantly. It's another piece of terbiya. 6 plus 1. So Luqman is telling. Keep on telling his son, Mishkan, the name. My son, don't walk on it. Just Maraha, arrogantly, pompously, hydratedly, don't do that. Feeling as if your head can touch the sky. Maraha. Wala tamshi fil ardi maraha. What again? Two things. Wala tusayr khaddaka linnas. Aha. Don't feel so important in the eyes of people. Abuye fara. Kati akana katama. Umakana jinchwa kehori. You are so important. And you are not. By origin, you are a drop of sperm. In your stomach, there is a content of things. By the time you die, you are consumed by the worms. So why is it so important? Your importance is gauged by your God consciousness. Be humble. If you are arrogant, that is one of the actions of Satan. إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ أَبَى وَاسْتَكْبَرَ وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. Don't be arrogant. But because I don't want to be arrogant, I will not humiliate myself. جِرْمَنْ كَيْدَبَنْ جِرْمَنْ كَيْدَبَنْ. That's different. I have to girmama myself, but I will not be girmankai. Draw a line of demarcation distinctively. Don't take nonsense. Oh yeah. But don't be arrogant. Our Prophet used to eat with kids. Why can't you tell your wife, darling, around the table manna, we want to eat together with our king? Call them. Abu Bakr, Yahya, Dawood, Abu Karim, Anatul Manan, Anatul Ghaz, Wushan, come on, let's eat. You want their eating manna. Very important, not a service. If they eat less, don't be left, use your hands. Let me ask you, is eating with spoon bad? Is it a must to use my hand, God given fingers? Is it a necessity? No. But in the hadith of Ibn Abbas, the Prophet said, he says, إِذَا أَكَلَ أَحْدُكُمْ طَعَامًا فَلَا يَمْسَحَ يَدَهُ حَتَّى يَلْأَقَى أَوْ يَلْأَقَى. In the language of Ibn Jinn, وَكَدَ يَوْلِي حَدِّي بِشِي وَيَوَيْكِي سَيَسَدِي a sedimen. Suckle it, or let it be suckled for you. Who is going to do it for you? Your wife. If you don't have one, it's okay. Small children, you do it for them. It's part of the teaching. Now you have to look at your kid. Eat with right hand. Eat the nearest part of you. Training. Example at Tawabu. You meet people, say assalamu alaikum to them. Ewallah. Just be smiling all over the place. It's very important. Smiling in the face of your brother is sadaqa. But you see him with some murky eyes. What is this? No, he has wronged me. And so what? I am not doing wrong other people. Nobody is perfect, my brother. He says, وَكُنْ بَشًا كَرِيمًا ذَنْبِ صَافٍ وَفِي مَنْ يَتَّجِيكَ جَمِيلَ رَعِيًا. كُنْ بَشُوشًا. Smile. And the one that deserves being smiled at is the one. Come back home. Smile at our face. Nice words. You are kid. You come back home. Put that in things, they are friends of approaching you. What kind of person are you? How will she be okay in welcoming you? What are the nice folks over there? So he says, وَلَا تُسَبْخَ وَلَا تَمْشِي فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَا وَلَا تُسَبْخَ. The first one is وَلَا تُسَعِرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ وَلَا تَمْشِ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا. Is it the ayah? Okay. Don't feel so pompous. Don't walk insolently. Allah doesn't want anybody that behaves like this. Here are two pieces of Serbia. Plus, previously. Six. Eight. Okay. Let's take the minute.
وَقَصِدْ فِي مَشْيِكَ وَاغْضُضْ مِنْ صَوْتِكَ إِنَّ أَنْكَرَ الْأَصْوَاتِ لَصَوْتُ الْحَمِيدِ.
وَقَصِدْ فِي مَشْيِكَ وَاغْضُضْ مِنْ صَوْتِكَ إِنَّ أَنْكَرَ الْأَصْوَاتِ لَصَوْتُ الْحَمِيدِ. Two pieces. Plus eight previously. تلك عشرة. تلك عشرة. These are called the 10th Luqmanic Tarbiyah itself. He says, Waqtad fi mashyik, my son, as you walk, do it, if you like it, measurably. Don't copy somebody else walking. One day, the Karawani, down someone says, there is a tremendous Karawani. Don't copy anybody. Walk the way Allah created you. That's the implied meaning, in short. And then as you talk, so praise your rising voice. Imagine. In the method you are talking and your voice is resonating, how that? What is this? إِنَّ أَنْكَرَ الْأَصْوَاتِ لَصَوْتُ الْحَمِيدِ. The most hated, the most reprehensible voice is the voice of the donkey. Are you a donkey? You are talking here and you are being loud. Kuma ta a gida tana rigima da mai tana daga murya wallahi shi ka wallahi ka take haba bai wa Allah me zan yi ka so praise your voice. If your voice is heard, it's audible enough. You don't have to go extra mile. This beautiful tarbiya of Luqman, the ulama say, is of equal, of parallel. Luqman said this for many, many, many years. And Allah revealed these things to His Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to tell you, yeah, Muhammad is Allah's messenger. Once again. He was not there, but Allah preserved the teaching, and now we are living beneficiaries of these Luqmanic surveys. So these are the pieces. From the first to the last. Now let me finish by asking the Alarama to read the last, just jump, skip others, go to the final and the last verse number 34. It makes the end of the session, inshallah, to God. Illa in the hoop.
إن الله عنده علم الساعة وينزل الغيث ويعلم ما في الأرحام وما تدري نفس ماذا تكسب غدا وما تدري نفس بأي أرض تموت إن الله عليم خبير.
Here, let me draw an attention. Let me draw the attention of the youth, especially. He's a young man, a hafiz. He utilized his youthful age, I want to believe this, in having the Quran completely memorized. It's a challenging challenge to the youth, especially. And even the adult, because knowledge has no age barrier. Read ayah, he gives you. Ask your soul, as a young man, what are you doing? Playing football, Man United versus Tottenham. That's what you say, you know Sadio Quranko? La ilaha illallah. How many clubs in Premier League? Oh, they are 20. In La Liga, they are... What else is it? Come on! What is your Quran? Wasting your time chatting. I'm not saying use them wisely. Get the Quran. Our mothers, our fathers, is a responsibility to make sure our youth have the Quran. Well read, well rehearsed, well committed to the memory, written on the plate of their hearts. And I want to tell you, the methodology is the earlier the better. the earlier the better. You want it, start it early. Open the Islamiyat in your community. Make it an order. Read the Quran. Memorize it. Very beautiful. وقارئه المرضي قر مثاله كنت رجح عليه مريها وموكلا إن كتاب الله أوفق شافه وأغنى غنائم واهبا متفضلا جاز الله بالخيرات عنا أئنما لنا ناقى القرآن عظا مسلسلا. This is Imam Shafi'i. He wrote 1,133 of Quran in Shafi'iyya. The time was well spent. So barakallahu feek. Ta'ala ayu kathira min amsalikum. And I want you, you have a lot of them here. I want you to be boys and girls. Do your best. Do you know what? You go to America today and England, you come across a lot of them memorizing the Quran. Believe you. I saw this example one day in the city of New Jersey, Newark in America. Wallahi, they just sent me Quran. In Brooklyn area of New York City, 25 Americans from Brooklyn memorized the Quran America. And I was the guest speaker there in New York. I said, what? Because Allah's boundaries knows no bounds. I said, okay, this means back home, really, the Americans are making way. I have been saying one day I was going from the Kaaba. Then I began to read the Quran from Surah to Ruh. Then I made a mistake. A small boy corrected me. When I look, not of the 13-year-old boy, and looking at me like this, with spectacle, I asked him in Arabic, "Why does Allah love the Quran?" He said, "I don't speak Arabic." No Arabic Quran? Then he said, listen, my mother has been teaching me the Quran. Pakistan. Yeah, you have to like mothers, are you hearing? Fathers, are you hearing? The time of Western time in novels, you come to an end. Western time in Facebook, WhatsApp, Instagram, whatever, Snapchat. Use them wisely, not unwisely, depending on positive utilization. It's not an outward condemnation. Thank you very much for your time. May Allah reward you. May Allah put barakah in your life. May Allah increase your health and wealth. May Allah increase your iman. Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Nas'aluka an tubarika fina ya arhamar rahimin. So, subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.